treasurer Jim Rakakis is feeling the weight of the collapsing subprime mortgage market in Cleveland, Ohio.
As you can see, there's some neighborhoods where literally on every block, you don't have one foreclosure. You've got 20 per block, 30.
In the past 5 years, Rakakis has seen homeowner equity erased and entire neighborhoods destroyed by the more than 70,000 home foreclosures across the county.
Foreclosure. What if you're that house in the middle there? You're not going to sell your house. This is just between 2000 and mid-2007.
Now the county property tax base that pays for schools, roads, and other community services is under assault. In 2002, the Ohio cities of Cleveland, Dayton, and Toledo passed local ordinances requiring financial counseling for people applying for subprime mortgages. Rakakis says that within 2 months, the banking industry convinced state lawmakers to approve legislation to override the ordinances.
All the posts were stripped from this, and so the second floor just fell down on the first floor.
Community activist Barbara Anderson knows firsthand what housing foreclosures do to a neighborhood. When a house is foreclosed and vacated in Cleveland, within days, sometimes hours, so-called scrappers start ripping the aluminum siding off the house. The price of scrap metal in China and India is at an all-time high. Anything metal can be sold on the international market.
This doesn't even look like someone officially moved out. This looks like people just got up and left this house and just left everything here, and then other people came and just destroyed it.
The scrappers break into the houses, break through the drywall, and rip out the water pipes. Copper wiring and aluminum conduit are ripped out of the ceiling. Metal sinks and appliances are hauled away and sold. What was a foreclosed home in a depressed neighborhood now becomes an empty, worthless shell with little to no value.
You know who the real victims are? I'll tell you who the real victims are. The real victims are the people in neighborhoods throughout Cleveland and the suburbs who played by the rules. They pay their taxes, they maintain their property, and they woke up one day about 6 years ago and there was a vacant property next to them. And then they woke up a month later and there was one across the street. And another month later, there was another one down the block. Their properties, their entire life savings for most of them is tied up in their own home, and that's gone. That equity is gone because the house can't be sold.
What it is to live next to vacant and abandoned housing.
For now, Anderson and her neighbors must live next to the aftermath. Jim Rakakis says it will take years, if not decades, to bring many of Cleveland's neighborhoods back to life. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Cleveland, Ohio.